on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the highest number of cases of COVID-19 since late January has been reported today. 1,782 new infections confirmed in the Republic. Donegal County Council, Gardaí and the HSE issue a joint social media post today urging people to socialise responsibly this weekend. Live music is now allowed in pubs, restaurants and hotels under redrafted Fáilte Ireland guidelines. A judge at Derry Magistrates Court says there should be more coordination between North and South on travel restrictions, and we hear from the TUI on the reopening of schools and the need for more ventilation. Later in the bulletin, Chris Ashmore is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. And after that, Beg Nothaguin, Le Cullum Ferreter. But we begin with confirmation from the Department of Health that the highest number of cases of COVID-19 since late January has been reported this evening. The government says there are 1,782 new infections. The seven-day average has risen to around 1,300 cases, with very high incidence rates still in Donegal, Louth and Galway. The government says the trajectory of the virus is very uncertain. In the 14 days up to midnight on Wednesday, there were 1,222 cases of COVID-19 in Donegal. That's an incidence rate of 767.6. It compares to a national rate of 376.8. Those figures now on our website, highlandradio.com. Well, north of the border, a further 1,434 coronavirus cases have been confirmed this afternoon. Four additional COVID-related deaths, 226 patients being treated for the disease in hospitals in Northern Ireland, 37 of them in intensive care. Well, Donegal County Council, Gardaí and the HSE are urging people to socialise responsibly this weekend in a joint social media post under the banner "It's time to reconnect safely." They urge people to be cautious with gatherings, particularly if there are unvaccinated persons present. Meanwhile, an immunology expert says vaccine passports should be used to access sporting events and cinemas. Ireland is set to have its adult population fully vaccinated by the end of this month. HSE boss Paul Reid says that should allow for the further easing of restrictions. Well, Trinity College Dublin Professor Kingston Mills says vaccination certs could allow this to happen.
Vaccination certs are currently used for travel and for pubs and restaurants, but they could be used much more broadly. Sporting events, all culture events, entry to museums, cinemas, anything where there's a large collection of people are going to congregate, because that's where the transmission of the virus occurs. So the vaccine passport should and could be a mechanism for allowing a lot of return to normality.
Well, live music is now allowed outdoors in pubs, restaurants and hotels under redrafted Fáilte Ireland guidelines. Multiple tables can also be booked for outdoor events that can accommodate up to 200 people. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
After much controversy this week, Fáilte Ireland guidelines on hospitality have been updated.
Somebody described it yesterday as Father Ted trying to get the dent out of the car.
Sinn Féin's Matt Carthy there claiming allowing outdoor events of up to 200 people at pubs, restaurants and hotels is just political cover for Leo Varadkar's attendance at Catherine Zappone's Merion Hotel party.
Government throwing public health advice out the window, changing the COVID rules in order to retrospectively pardon the Taoiseach for attending an event that was organised by someone who 6 days later is appointed to a made-up position.
The new rules say multiple tables can now be booked outdoors, but people can't mingle between them. Head of the Restaurants Association of Ireland is Adrian Cummins.
I don't know how people expect our industry to police this issue of trying to stop people from moving from one table to another. I mean, that's total nonsense.
One surprise in the guidelines is live music is now allowed in outdoor settings, but it remains banned for weddings, which will also continue to be capped at 100 people indoors.
And that report was from Sean Defoe. Well, a judge at Derry Magistrates Court says there should be more coordination between North and South on travel restrictions. District Judge Barney McElhone was speaking after he refused bail to a Derry man who wouldn't quarantine after returning to the city through Dublin from Turkey. The man was remanded in custody. His solicitor told the court his client suffered from anxiety and depression, and it was a very difficult situation with all sorts of confusion. With more, here's Trish Laverty.
Solicitor Paddy McGurk told the court that his client flew to Turkey from Dublin for a week and returned through Dublin on Wednesday. However, he did not go into quarantine in a hotel, as he said he could not afford the £1,700 it would have cost him. On his return to Derry, he had occasion to call the police on a different issue, and then he openly admitted he'd been to Turkey but refused to go into quarantine. A police officer told the court the man had gone to Turkey for elective cosmetic surgery. He said police had tried to persuade him to go into isolation, but he had refused, saying he was testing himself and had no need to quarantine. District Judge Barney McElhome said there should be more coordination between North and South on travel restrictions, although he could not understand why anyone would want to near an airport at the minute. He refused bail and remanded the man in custody until August 16th, when his isolation period would be up, saying he could mount another application on that date.
Well, it's emerged in the past few minutes the government is now expected to lift restrictions on communions and confirmations from next month. It follows a meeting of the Cabinet Subcommittee on COVID. New guidelines have also been released, as we've heard, for the hospitality sector. Well, last weekend, the Bishop of Raphoe, Bishop Alan McCookian, said he would be telling priests to prepare for a return to communions and confirmations from this day week. Well, Junior Minister Malcolm Noonan says engagement will now start to get communions and confirmations back up and running across the country.
There is, and there has been an engagement there in relation to that, and I think letters have been sent to the bishops that we will be moving towards trying to resolve that, the communions and confirmations, in September.
The Assistant General Secretary of the TUI says there will be more emphasis on ventilation when schools reopen in the coming weeks. It's been confirmed that CO2 monitors will be distributed to schools, and where necessary, air quality cleaners will be issued to improve ventilation and prevent the spread of COVID-19. Measures including social distancing, the wearing of face coverings, enhanced cleaning regimes and hand sanitising will all remain in place during the new school term. Joanne Irwin told the 9 till noon show today that despite the progress being made in the vaccination programme, it's essential that measures remain in place in schools.
I think we are in a very good place for the full reopening of schools. All of the risk mitigation measures that were put in place last year will continue this year. So the requirements that everybody in the school community wears face coverings will also take place this year. The social distancing, so there will be smaller classes to allow the social distancing. So again, that's been funded for this year. The enhanced cleaning regimes, the hand sanitising, all of those measures that if you have symptoms, you stay at home, all of those that were in place last year are in place this year.
The A5 improvement project is back in the spotlight after it emerged that £84 million has already been spent on it, despite the fact that construction hasn't started yet. Stormont figures show from 2007 until May of this year, £53.4 million was spent on consultant fees and around £30 million on contractors' ground investigations, service alterations, archaeology and land costs, together with other costs relating to legal fees and public consultations. West Tyrone MP Orla Begley says Minister Nicola Mallon must now push to get the project started.
It remains an executive flagship project. We know that it's needed first and foremost for road safety, and unfortunately there has been a number of lives that have been lost on that dangerous part of the road. But it's also crucial in terms of the all-island infrastructure, and it will be transformational in terms of generating the local economy and attracting jobs and investment west of the band, and particularly in the northwest region.
And what do you think about the fact that there's been more than £80 million spent on it already, but the work still hasn't begun on the road?
Well, I think it's an absolute disgrace, and it's unfortunate that there has been continuous legal challenges over many decades and indeed shortcomings by the department. I think going forward we need a robust approach from the Department for Infrastructure, and in particular from Minister Mallon. There needs to be greater intensity in relation to getting the FI project up and running, and to ensure that all reports, in particular environmental reports, are up to date, because we knew from the findings of the Planning and Appeals Commission that many of the reports were outdated by the department and that the officials didn't have their ducks in a row. So it's now time for the department to step up to the mark.
And that was MP Orla Begley. Researchers at the University of Limerick and Queen's University in Belfast have begun a project to bring together a trove of Ordnance Survey heritage material from both sides of the border. The OS 200 project is intended to bring together the divided legacies of the OS in Ireland. It was the first country in the world to be entirely mapped at the scale of 6 inches to 1 mile. As well as maps, the items to be examined include notes on place names, culture and folklore. Dr. Catherine Porter of University of Limerick is one of the project leaders.
These legacies for us are both tangible and intangible. You know, they're witnessed in our maps and in our boundaries and our place names and our language, which is understandably quite complex and contentious in some aspects as well. But really with the project OS 200, what we're hoping to do is pull together all of these disparate parts of information related to this survey. So we have things like the letters that were written by some of the staff, so some contemporary correspondent. We have the OS name book. They had topographical experts who were bilingual, and they went out into the field and they collected information on the place names that eventually appeared on the map. And we also have something called the OS memoirs, and these were documents that detailed information on the different localities around the island, so aspects as diverse as folklore and archaeology. There's information in there about the economy, society, agriculture, the people, all sorts of things in there. So it's a real wealth of information.
And for contemporary cartographers and researchers and experts in this field, looking at that work that was done 200 years ago, it's an impressive body of work. It's work that, I mean, people I'm sure are looking now and are thinking, how did they do that?
It was genuinely revolutionary for the time, the achievement, and to map the whole country. And it was the first country in the world to be mapped at a large scale of 6 inches to the mile. And in fact, the team of the Ordnance Survey actually developed many new tools and techniques just for this specific survey that were later used in other projects in other parts of the world as well.
Dr. Catherine Porter of University of Limerick. Donegal County Council has adopted a tobacco-free campus policy. Smoking, vaping and other forms of tobacco use will now be banned in all council buildings, grounds and car parks from September 30th. With more, here's Anya McGlinchey.
As a precursor to the launch of Donegal's Not Around Us campaign, the council at their July meeting adopted a tobacco-free campus policy. Healthy Donegal plans to launch the Not Around Us campaign in September to support the implementation of the National Tobacco Free Ireland Strategy. Cathaoirleach Councillor Jack Murray says, in 2009, Donegal County Council led the way by being the first local authority to introduce tobacco-free playgrounds in Ireland, and that in adopting the tobacco-free campus policy, the council is once again leading by example in promoting the denormalisation of smoking, vaping and tobacco use throughout all council buildings and facilities, ahead of inviting and encouraging groups, organisations and businesses in Donegal to become tobacco-free campuses.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and we say good evening to Chris Ashmore.
Thanks very much, Donal. The Donegal Miners face Armagh in the Ulster Minor Championship semi-final this evening at Healy Park in Omagh. The Luke Barrett managed side has already beaten Antrim in a preliminary round game and followed that up with victory over Monaghan. The game tonight must be finished, and there's full live match commentary available on highlandradio.com with Oisin Kelly and former Donegal under 20 manager Gary McDade. Throw-in is 7:30. Well, the winners will progress to the final, where they will take on whoever emerges from tomorrow's second semi-final. It features Tyrone and Fermanagh and is also at Healy Park. That one has a 7 o'clock throw-in. Staying with Gaelic games, the Donegal Club Hurling Championship, both at senior and junior level, gets underway with matches this evening. And there's also a number of All-County League games this evening and as well, of course, over the rest of the weekend. And former Derry GA star Callum Brown's Australian rules football career has got off to a flying start. He scored 2 goals on his senior debut for the Greater Western Sydney Giants. Sydney side were 84-65 winners over Geelong and have 2 games remaining to book a spot in the top 8 and a place in the playoffs. And staying with Derry GAA, the football championship draw for 2021 has been made. There are 4 groups in Group A. It's Loop, Ballinascreen, Dungiven and Forglen. Group B, Ballinderry, Coleraine, Banagher and Newbridge. Group C, Slotneil, Swatra, Clody and Labby. And Group D, Maherfelt, Glen, Kilray and the Lahey, and the intermediate and junior draws have also taken place. Meanwhile, the TG Cahir All-Ireland Junior Ladies Championship continues with round four this weekend. Derry in action against Carlow tomorrow. On to the Olympics, and Donegal's Brendan Boyce said it was great to come away with a 10th place finish in the 50-kilometre race walk. It's the Donegal native's best ever placing at the Games, coming in less than 3 minutes outside the medals. Ireland's Alex Wright was 29th overall, while Poland's Dawid Tomola won after surging ahead of the pack, although he was fading just before the finish. Highland Radio's athletics correspondent Patsy McGonigal has been reflecting on the race.
Oh, an absolute achievement. I mean, he should be proud of himself. You know, he battled to the bitter end. You know, he gave it everything, absolutely everything. And a top 10 in the Olympic Games is a very, very, very solid and brilliant performance.
And for much of the race, he was just hanging in on the back of the pack, and then we had the breakaway. But in those conditions with the soaring heat and high humidity, it really was a war of attrition.
It was, and the journey lasts so long, you know, you're right in there in the middle of it for so long. If the head wasn't strong and you weren't mentally ready to go to war, you know, it just wouldn't happen. So it was very positive in that regard.
Patsy McGonigal there. Natalia Coyle says her finish in Tokyo is not how she envisaged her career ending. The County Meath pentathlete was in medal contention until she was undone by an uncooperative horse in the show jumping. She finished 24th in what was her third Olympic Games. And equestrian disappointment continued with Ireland pulling out of the team show jumping final. Ireland's first horse, Alain Handro, with Shane Sweetman in the saddle, lost a shoe and they were eliminated after hitting a number of fences. A qualification for the final with just two riders was a virtually impossible task for the two remaining riders, Bertram Allen and Dara Kenny. Allen's horse, Patino Amiro, by the way, was bred by one of Donegal's top show jumpers, Simon Scott, in Convoy. In better news, Stephanie Meadow is just three shots off the bronze medal position heading into the final round of the golf at the Olympics. She'll resume on 7 under par, while Leona Maguire is two shots worse off on 5 under. And there was a great turnout in Ballyshannon yesterday evening to welcome home Olympian Mona McSharry. The Grange County Sligo native is a former student at Colossia Colum Kill College in Ballyshannon and came up through the ranks with the Ballyshannon Marlin Swim Club. The town was thronged for the occasion. Mona McSharry becoming the first Irish person to reach an Olympic swimming final in 25 years. And meanwhile, tomorrow there'll be an official homecoming in her native town of Grange at around 6 o'clock. Team Ireland athlete Chris O'Donnell, who is also from North Sligo, he'll be there as well. In soccer, Shamrock Rovers boss Stephen Bradley is believed to be in the running for the job at MK Dons. The League One side are without a manager after Russell Martin departed for Swansea. The Dons have already signed Troy Parrott on loan for the season. Meanwhile, 5th plays 6th in the SSE Airtricity Premier Division tonight. Drogheda United have lost back-to-back games ahead of their trip to Derry City. And Derry boss Rory Higgins is expecting a tough game for his side. If they win, they can leapfrog over the loud visitors for the first time this season. But Higgins knows that Drogheda will be coming up looking for the points.
There'll be a wounded animal. I was at their game last week and against Waterford, and they definitely didn't deserve to lose the game by any stretch of the imagination. So they'll come up here with the bit between their teeth, and I'm sure they'll have a go at us and be positive, and which would make for a good game.
Kick-off at the Ryan McBride Stadium is 7:45. Top game in the First Division sees Shelburne going across to Liffey to face UCD. And Finn Harps are in action tomorrow evening when they make the short trip to the showgrounds to take on third-placed Sligo Rovers. Harps will be without the suspended Shane McAleenie as they seek what would be a first win since May. Harps have been a bit unlucky in the two previous meetings against Sligo this season, both of which have been won by the bitter red, but manager Ollie Horgan is happy with the way things have been going in training in the last number of days.
Things are good as regards the togetherness. Certainly the training has been good. Often training is that little bit better when you don't have maybe a competitive match the next day, and maybe the little bit of pressure or tension isn't as much as what it would be. It has been good and very together, which we need to have any hope of trying to survive in it, but we need to try and carry that in to get a result or two, or maybe a hell of a lot more to try and gather enough points to stay in this division.
Yeah, because...
And just to remind you that there will be live commentary of that game on Highland Radio tomorrow evening with Dermot Doherty and former Finn Harps captain Declan Boyle. Meanwhile, Barcelona president Juan Laporta says they will have to let Lionel Messi go because keeping him could put the club at risk for the next 50 years. The Catalan giants have been unable to agree a new contract and the Argentina star is not likely to stay because of the Spanish league's financial fair play rules. Messi has now been linked with Paris Saint-Germain, but South American football expert Tim Vickery expects Messi to remain in Spain.
The idea that Barcelona are giving this up without a fight, I'm sorry, I can't believe that. For me, it makes no business sense whatsoever.
Moving on to golf, and Shane Lowry has dropped a shot early on the second day of the St. Jude Invitational on the PGA Tour. He is now one under after three. Rory McIlroy has just started his second round, two over. Harris English is the overall leader, 10 under, two under for the day through five. The Balear 10K road race, one of the most popular events in the Northwest over this distance, is on this evening, starting at 7:30. Long established in the local events calendar, the course record is held by Pat Hegarty, who clocked 30.57. The female record holder is Teresa Jardy. She has run 35.01 over the course, and there's a bonus prize on offer if either of those records are broken. And finally for this evening, the 21st annual Carndonagh Football Club Golf Classic takes place tomorrow on the Old Links course at Ballyliffin Golf Club. And that's your evening sport.
Colm Hogarth, Chris Agusanish, on Nocht, Olaf, Eg, Colm Ferreter.
Shaver Mahasa, Colm Ferreter, and Shaw. Fogarty Tour and Charlton Shaw go well run the Geltacht, Contagia, a Yenu or Utage, Nigeliga, Marhanga, Chile, Sigeltacht, Glacolisha Kenu, and Stadger a Yenu, in ye Tarty, Taija Chile, a Falsu, a Jeru, Namisa Shoy Hart, a Leria Nahuel, a Fihis a Tree, Fwinged, then Leon Omlan Chile, Tanagoni Sigeltacht, a Lord Skiriga, go Lehul, Leri Tar on Comai, go Lorian, She Jeg, Fwinged, the Fuesti, Augustini Oga, Fui Art, Niana Jeg, Sigeltacht, Geliga go go lehul tivmuidan chorus ejehish. Tish mahori na geltacta arin commission you and taija stagers highly at ta eg togal a glan le geliga last chi de na limistir offigule geltacta and run tarasurukta culture alin geltacta sports is na mine a chart and we knew foildan taija. Karu tataru talka. Tá carú tolcha don phobal ó thuí ag an comisiúnéir am teorannathe rialtas áitiúil tuairim isácu a léirú maidir le haidimnathe áfagiúla géalaige a chur cheantar bardais agus té cheantar an tuiscairt. Mar chuid den áfraitnú atá dhéanú ar an aon cheantar déag ina bhfuil rialtas áitiúil ag feimúd sa tuiscairt tá an comisiúnéir Sarah Havlin ag lorag aineachtaí ón phobal cé acu teanga ba chóir a úsáid idir géalaige barla agus oltais mar lag ainmnathe áfigúla. Tá go dtí deirú mí mana nóchairt ag daoine iritheis a chur isteach faoin cheist mar chuid den cóirlaochán poblaí atá reachtal ag an comisiúnéir an teorannathe rialtais áitiúil de thuiscairt na héireann. Agus tá canúsaí ceol agus ramaíochta áilsiú ag Araclangi Dór go mísle chun airid a tharraint ar an tábhacht a bhaintear Le Savras Coulter and the Gantar Geltacta, Postal Har in the Hagran Glor in the Geltacta, a current Chotri Gus Aliantori, Tag Faimu Fridge Man the Giriga, Ilara Neely, Erd the Man Socialta, tell you all the share an hour shot, Eg Araclan Bunkai E. Shimma Hodgegulier Slanagus Banacht.
Grumagoth Colum Agusanish on I'm sure. Widespread heavy showers into this evening, slow moving in places, and there's still a chance of some localised flooding. Westerly breezes, light to moderate in strength, outbreaks of thundery rain persisting overnight, relatively mild though with lowest overnight temperatures 12 to 15 degrees Celsius. Westerly winds strong in Atlantic coastal areas, lighter elsewhere. Blustery outbreaks of rain will occur again tomorrow morning, merging into longer spells of rain in places, with further spot flooding and possible thunderstorms. Some brighter sunny spells as well, in highest temperatures of 16 to 19 degrees Celsius. Again, west to northwest breezes, mostly moderate to fresh in strength. Main stories in brief. The highest number of COVID-19 cases since late January has been reported today. The government says there were 1,782 new infections in the Republic. The seven-day average has risen to around 1,300 cases, with very high incidence rates in Donegal, Louth and Galway. Donegal County Council, Gardaí and the HSE are urging people to socialise responsibly this weekend. In a joint media post under the banner "It's Time to Reconnect Safely," they urge people to be cautious with gatherings, particularly if there are unvaccinated people present. Live music is now allowed in pubs, outdoors, restaurants and hotels under redrafted Fáilte Ireland guidelines. Meanwhile, a junior minister has confirmed that following a cabinet meeting, discussions will begin immediately on bringing confirmations and communions back next month. We've news again at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 6th of August. The death has taken place in her 100th year of Annie McCaughan, Clontia Cooldaff. Her remains will repose at her son Jerry and daughter-in-law Michelle's home at Dunross, Cooldaff, from 8 o'clock tonight. Annie's funeral mass will take place in St Mary's Church, Bochan, at 12 noon on Sunday, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Annie's funeral mass can be viewed live on cooldaffparish.com. In compliance with government and HSE guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has occurred of Junior Sharkey, Brookfield, Donegal Town and Castle Derg, County Tyrone. Funeral mass tomorrow morning in St Agatha's Church, Clare, at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In compliance with government and HSE guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. No flowers, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Alzheimer's Society. Funeral mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv/camera/St Agatha's Clare Donegal. The death has taken place of Vivian Cullen, The Bungalow, Main Street, Newton Cunningham. Vivian's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, via Main Street for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on newtonkillayparish.com. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. In compliance with government and HSE guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has taken place of Pat Carr, Warrington, England, formerly of Glasgow and Glinsk Fanad. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Inch, followed by interment of ashes in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, mass and interment are private to family and close friends only, please, with a limit of 50 people permitted. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the British Heart Foundation, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Patsy Paddy Maguire, 142 Killiclotter Road, Oma. His remains are reposing at his home with removal tomorrow morning to St Mary's Church, Killiclotter, for 10 o'clock Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. COVID restrictions apply, with wake and funeral strictly private to family only, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Marie Curie, care of Maguire's Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Mary B. Mullen, late of Silverdale Care Home, Castle Derg. Requiem Mass will be celebrated tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Castle Derg, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place of Phyllis Flanagan, née Carney, 12 Bell Road, Claddy, Strabannan, formerly of Ardmore, Derry. Funeral from her home tomorrow morning at 25 past 11 for Requiem Mass in St Columba's Church, Dunnyloop, at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Mencap, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. In compliance with current HSE and government restrictions, the house and funeral are strictly private to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via St. Columbus Church Dunnyloop YouTube channel. The death has taken place of Colleen Feeney, Glengad Mountain, Mallon. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 to St. Mary's Church, Lag, Mallon, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In compliance with current HSE and government restrictions, the house and funeral will be strictly private to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. And the death has taken place of Nuala McCrossan, Naoimh McCafferty, Tully Hullion, New Mills, Letterkenny. Nuala's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning to St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. It can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Letterkenny. Interment afterwards in New Leck Cemetery. Flowers welcome or donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. In compliance with current HSE and government restrictions, the house and funeral will be strictly private to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted.